Extra, extra, read all about it. Here were the headlines after Clay Matthews went two games without being credited with a single tackle. And here's what he had to say prior to playing the Vikings.
You know, I got to find a way to show up. And I will. I will this Sunday.
Matthews, a man of his word. On the official play-by-play, his bottom line read, three tackles, one sack, two tackles for a loss, and one quarterback hit.
Good numbers to be sure, but stats alone are never a complete measure of the impact Matthews has. Not in that game, not in any game. And here's a perfect example.
Matthews is running a stunt with Mike Neal, and Clay quickly puts two blockers in no man's land. Can't block him, can't block Neal. The Vikings also hedge their protection bets with a blocking back, and all of his efforts are directed at trying to stop number 52. Three-on-one leaves no one for Neal, and he forces the right-handed Bridgewater into a left-handed throw. Officially, Mike Neal gets a quarterback hit, Micah Hyde an interception, and Clay Matthews, he gets nothing.
Clay Matthews is our most disruptive player. Statistics, I don't think, ever tell the full story. You got to get a look inside the statistic or the performance.
Stats or no stats, Clay Matthews is always flexing his football muscle. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.